If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there. Appreciate that. And, oh, gosh, I post, now that I'm doing this Facebook thing, I swear the best animal stories, videos, photographs cross my path on a regular basis. And if they don't cross my path, then Kathy sends them to me or one of our listeners sends them to me. And boy, there is just some remarkable stuff up on the Animal World Facebook page. So if you haven't been there and checked it out, and there's some really neat stuff that I've just posted in the last couple of days over the weekend here that really phenomenal. And have you ever seen a horse and rider jump rope? There is a video of a horse and rider jumping rope. It is absolutely phenomenal. And some of two phenomenal videos of some of the most exquisitely gorgeous, magnificent horses, one all black and one black and white, that I put up this week, that you really ought to check those out as well. And how about a praying mantis that looks like an orchid? And boy, I just got some really cool stuff up there. Oh, and there is, if you want to chuckle, this I absolutely cracks me up. But somebody had time, and I'm amazed at technology, what people can do. But it's a little video done for fun, And the title is what if animals were round? And if you can imagine animals being round like big, huge beach balls full of air, what if animals were round? It is just so cute and funny. So if you want a good chuckle, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook and scroll down and watch the little video, What If Animals Were Round? All righty then. We are going to continue with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends. Sunday, we're introducing a new organization to Animal World today, and as part of that, I get to catch up with an old friend. So she is actually now the executive director and member of the board of directors of the Northwest Equine Stewardship Center. But we have a long history, and we're going to catch up on that. And that would be someone always helping the animals, Kim Scrow. Good morning, Kim. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. So good to be back. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. It's really good to talk to you again. I was just thinking about it. We've known each other for many, many years, mm-hmm. but I don't really know how many years it's been. And I was trying to remember, I think our paths first crossed when you were with Posado, Safe Haven.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct. It's probably been about 10 years now that we've known each other.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit over 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And for some time, you were with Posado. And working with that organization.
That is correct.
And then the stuff happened there, and I kind of lost track of you. I think I remember that you being involved with the stuff going on with the Kent Animal Shelter.
Good memory. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, because didn't you get real involved with that?
That's right. I was after Fados, I was appointed to a King County high level advisory panel.
That's it.
Right. In fact, promptly after Fados, and so I was put on a board with or council with several other wonderful organizations: Humane Society of the United States, Paws of Linwood. Some animal welfare lawyers, volunteers from the Canton Animal Shelter. It was just a really great group of people. Definitely all in it for the animals. And the purpose of the advisory panel was to revise sheltering and cruelty investigations throughout King County. And after about 6 months of being together and a lot of time and work and studies that went into it with all of these individuals, we came up with 43 recommendations for revising cruelty investigations in that county, as well as improving the sheltering process. And so, yeah, you are absolutely correct. That is what I ultimately ended up doing promptly after Posado's.
Yeah, that was a few years ago, though.
That was.
And yep. I think you dropped off my radar after that. I don't remember your name crossing my path since then. So what have you been up to?
So since then, shortly after that, I was involved with, co-founded a watchdog organization to improve, again, since that was something I'd been doing for a while with King County, with regards to assisting and improving sheltering and cruelty investigation processes. The nonprofit that I co-founded was to serve the purpose of making sure that the powers that be actually followed through with improving cruelty investigations and sheltering processes without the region. And we were wonderfully able to disband that back in 2012, because the agencies and the organizations involved with that process were doing pretty darn well and had improved a lot of the problems that were happening.
It does seem there's been a lot of improvement in that area.
Tremendous.
And that people are paying way more attention.
Correct.
To animal cruelty and that these days, and that finally, you know, the powers that be have recognized the correlation between animal abuse and then later people, you know, serial killers and all
violence.
That kind of stuff. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, there is a direct, and organizations such as the FBI have been aware of this for decades.
But I mean, they're actually starting to pay attention and do something about it now.
That's true. On a regional level, you're starting to see that sort of awareness become more closer to home. You're not seeing it on a high level, federal level. You're seeing it on the municipal level now. There's lots of awareness, both on the public side. People are more aware of it. And well, as you've said, the agencies are starting to pay more attention to it as well.
Well, I think the public side has really helped, people like you, of course.
Correct.
But the world of social media, you know, the internet and online petitions, for sure. Because now, if something happens and the powers that be don't step up to do what needs to be done, man, there is stuff going out on the internet all over the place, petitions are started, and it's amazing what a difference those seem to make.
Yes, tremendous difference. And it's so funny that you mentioned that, because while I was working with the nonprofit that we had started, the Watchdog nonprofit, mm-hmm. I also simultaneously started kind of just a fun organization called Power to the Chickens, and its purpose is to bring animal welfare to the masses in the exact way that you've just discussed. Through petitioning, through public awareness campaigns, through just participatory events that do make tremendous change. It's largely a social media business. It's not for-profit or non-profit. It's just there as a public awareness campaign. Again, Power to the Chickens. And it's still, I've actually put it on hold right now, but I hope to eventually get back to it. But I can't tell you how many times I was able to revisit campaigns that I was posting for people to get involved with, how many times I was able to revisit that with success stories. Because, as you say, the social media campaigns can make a tremendous difference. And
signing your name
to something does, indeed.
It has made a huge difference in areas like war dogs that were treated like commodities, not like, you know, thinking, rational, feeling beings, and that were not allowed to retire with their handlers and so forth. And, you know, now all of that is changing because the world of social media and the petitions going around have made a huge difference. And when somebody messes up, there was just a story this last week that I remember it was I can't remember what city it was, but a city council decided that the local library had a resident cat, that was, you know, a wonderful companion in the library, and kids, you know, learned to read by reading to the cat and all kinds of neat stuff. And then somebody, some bureaucrat related to the city council got ticked off because they couldn't bring their dog to work. So they took it out and initiated a resolution or a law or something by the city council to make the library get rid of the cat.
Oh, dear.
And they did that. But, of course, as soon as, you know, the word came out, you know, the petition started, and they were overwhelmed. I think, oh, gosh, what did I hear? The mayor or the head of the city, I think the mayor of this particular city got like 15,000 phone calls or letters or emails or whatever. But anyway, the ordinance was rescinded immediately, and the cat gets to stay at the library. So, you know, we are making a difference for the animals, and it is important to speak up. I know a lot of places try to tell you that the online petitions and stuff don't do any good, but they do. Really do.
If nothing else, to bring awareness to a situation.
Exactly.
And phone calls make a tremendous difference. I know politicians consider one phone call to represent many, many more who are not calling. So those phone calls definitely make a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Catches us up. And
for the most part, for a couple of years, I was with Sea Shepherd as well. I'm a marine biologist by degree. And so being able to bring advocacy and my education together for a couple of years. And
that sounds like maybe we might have to do another interview with you on another shelter rescue show to do Sea Shepherd stuff and learn. Because I've never talked to anybody on the inside of that.
Oh, wow. Well,
That would be fun. Are you willing to do that?
I'm happy to talk about that. Absolutely.
Cool.
It was a great stint. It was working on a campaign to remove plastic from the ocean, which we all know is a horrific problem. So that was a job that I was working just prior to what I'm doing currently. So that does catch us up.
Well, and that plastic in the ocean, that just brings up something. I think there's a light at the end of the tunnel for that stuff, because there have been at least I've featured a couple of stories on some really brilliant kids that have created some inventions.
Yeah.
You know, to deal with the plastic. It's like amazing what some of these young folks are discovering.
Yeah.
And
definitely the youth are hopefully going to save us from the faults of our fathers, for certain. And there are also a lot of companies that are getting involved with utilizing plastic from the ocean. So there's a lot of stuff that we could absolutely talk about with regards to some of the pioneers, some of the real viable programs that are going on out there. Would be happy to do so.
All right. So now you that brings us forward to what you're doing now?
Correct.
And I think I got your titles correctly. You are a member of the board of directors, but also the executive director of
that is right.
Northwest Equine Stewardship Center.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, now, that is absolutely correct.
Well, now, so you're going to, since this is the first time we're hearing about this on Animal World, you got to tell us all about this place. What's it all about?
Would love to. Well, let me first say, I first found out about Northwest Equine Stewardship Center back in probably 2008,
mm-hmm.
When I was on the advisory council for King County with the cruelty investigations and sheltering.
Okay.
And one of the elements of cruelty investigations is, of course, needing resources for animals that are seized in cruelty cases.
Mm-hmm.
And although we have small animal shelter capabilities to temporarily hold these small animals, King County at that time really didn't have tremendous resources for large animals, such as equines, horses, and donkeys, and mules, and ponies. And I found out about Northwest Equine Stewardship Center from a former Pasados colleague, and I reached out to the founder, Dr. Hannah Mueller, and asked her if she would be interested in being a resource for King County, such as a place where equines could go to in the event of being seized after a cruelty investigation.
Gotcha, okay.
And Dr. Hannah Mueller stepped up right away. I connected her to the King County Sheriff's Department, and I know that she has served tremendously for the horses and generally the equines throughout our region as a result of being connected to that system. She's testified in court. She's a powerful, powerful person, a voice for
and she's equine. she's an equine veterinarian, right?
She is, exactly. Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. She is officially an equine veterinarian. Yeah.
Yeah, because I've actually been to their place.
Oh, fantastic, Martha! That's
was
great.
Vinny was several years ago now, but. We did some advertising here on Animal World for one of the equine vets, and oh gosh, I can see her. I'm spacing her name at the moment, but one of the equine vets that works there,
mm-hmm.
and I got invited to a workshop, you know, out there at the arena,
yeah.
For Dr. Nels Rasmussen,
yeah,
who is. You know, the bioenergetic synchronization technique guy, and of course, who has been, you know, bonded at the hip with us here on Animal World ever since. and I had heard a lot about him and was kind of skeptical, but I was invited to attend, and of course, I went, and the rest is history. You know, he's been a regular on Animal World ever since,
and
is an advertising phenomenal healer. But so that's my experience. I still didn't really understand what this Northwest Equine Stewardship Center is, and I mean the name. I don't know what that means. It's not shelter or rescue or rehab or something isn't in there, but the Northwest Equine Stewardship Center.
Right.
So what does that mean? What are they?
So what we are as the name suggests, a rehab facility, and what that means is we're unique because we don't take in or adopt horses directly, but rather we work with regional horse rescues and animal control agencies to rehabilitate very neglected equines.
Ah.
So ultimately bringing them back to life through professional level rehab care, both physically and emotionally. So once the horses have recovered, they can then return to either the rescue or the agency and then be adopted out into their new lifelong forever home. So this allows us ultimately to serve a wide range of organizations and agencies, and ultimately many horses, and allowing us to serve the equine community, allowing that to be far-reaching as a result.
Well, that's very interesting. We're going to, Kim, take care of our advertisers here so that we stay on schedule. So we'll put you on hold for a moment while we do that. We will take care of our advertisers. Remember, folks, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are, because more with Kim Skrow, the Executive Director of the Northwest Equine Stewardship Center. I'm beginning to understand what they do, but we're going to find out a lot more about what they do, what kind of help they need, what we can do to help, and all that good stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're almost halfway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we're in the middle of a shelter, rescue sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And speaking of being dedicated to the animals and always doing something to help, we're talking to the executive director of the Northwest Equine Stewardship Center. That would be Kim Scrow. Good morning again, Kim.
Good morning, Martha.
Before we get back to what we're doing, I have another update on our good news of the day. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but early this morning, got a call from one of our listeners who found an injured owl that apparently must have been hit by a car or something during the night in Seattle, and so she was calling for help. So while we were still working on it, I said, well, I could come over after the show and forego my potluck and go pick up the owl in Seattle and take it up to the Paws Wildlife. But I mentioned it when we started the show in case there was anybody out there that was available to do something before I could. And I announced earlier that Emily from Paws, you know, was going to go pick up the bird and take it in. I assume that's because Kathy and Carlene called Paws. But the good news is we really did something to save. We saved an owl today because Emily, who apparently is a volunteer at Paws and works in the wildlife rehab center and so forth, Emily was listening when I made that announcement. So Emily called Kathy and said, hey, it's my day off, but I'd be happy to go pick up the owl and take it to Paws because, you know, that's what I do. So how cool is that?
That's wonderful.
So that's even better.
It takes the village.
It does. So thank you again, Emily. Thank you for listening, and thank you for responding and taking your day off to go pick up this owl from Carlene and get it out to the Linwood Rehab. So we've asked for some follow-up, maybe some photos we can post on Facebook or something, but we'd like to know how this owl is doing. So anyway, it's always nice to know when you're doing something to help the animals. So you must think a lot of this Northwest Equine Stewardship Center to get as involved as you have.
Yeah, last spring, I was invited to be on the board of the organization, and having known of them for so many years, I was thrilled to be invited to the board. And as things progressed over the course of last year, it became really clear to the entire board that the organization is right on the cusp. It was established in 2008, and it's right on the cusp of growing into this extraordinary model program that could be utilized nationwide. So
cool.
As a result of being right on that edge, there was discussion of bringing in an executive director to lead that growth process.
Uh-huh.
And there was talk. I recused myself, and there was discussion amidst the group, and with my experience, I was invited to take on that role, and I'm absolutely, like I said, thrilled and honored to be in this particular position. So, yes, I do think very highly of the organization. The culture within is very healthy, very focused on the welfare of the equines, and I just couldn't ask for anything more. The
All
support
right.
has been tremendous.
So now the NWECS, no, NWESC,
correct.
A little dyslexic there, I think, is located in the Monroe Snohomish area.
Correct. That's right.
And it's kind of like a barn arena type area. And I know that there's an equine veterinary practice going on at the location. But so now I'm kind of understanding, I think, what stewardship must mean is that they take in animals that are maybe cruelty cases from other organizations.
Correct.
To rehab them.
That's right. And stewardship actually includes not just the rehab, which is, of course, a significant part of our process, but stewardship includes education and outreach, advocacy, and a brand new program that we are just initiating, an equine facilitated mental health learning program, or EFMHL. And the stewardship, our mission is ultimately that we're dedicated to fostering a compassionate stewardship within the equine community by promoting mutually beneficial relationships between horses and humans. And that's why we have the rehabilitation, because that's the foundation of creating that compassion and that understanding of what equines need to live happy, healthy lives. But then the education and the outreach is equally as important, because then that allows us to start making that connection directly with humans. And the EFMHL program is obviously a direct link between the equine capability, the extraordinary equine capability in the healing realm, and human healing needs. So that's the general stewardship definition of the organization.
All right. So at any given time, about how many horses are involved? Do they have that they're working with?
Oh gosh, we've had as many as 40, currently we have 12.
You've had as many as 40 horses?
Oh yeah,
at the facility? Wow.
Correct. That was during an emergency seizure, cruelty seizure case. And we've got an amazing base of volunteers who stepped up and helped us through that process and allowed so many of these equines to all of these equines to get well. So
some of them are like fostered out with private parties during the process of rehabbing.
Sometimes we do take up on that opportunity, and it really also depends on the relationship between in the case of a cruelty seizure, the relationship between the agency, the government agency, and us and the foster care network. So that's that in the chain of custody requirements, there needs to be contractual relationships between all of those parties.
Right. So this is like, you know, when something is reported or discovered that there are horses suffering at some place, when a county animal control or something goes in to remove that's the type of situation that they would then be transported to you guys?
That's correct. Well, they would first be evaluated by a veterinarian.
Okay.
And since we not only is our founder a vet, but she's also on site, it's a pretty functional system for any of the counties to contact us and have Dr. Hannah Mueller go in and evaluate the condition of the equine that are being investigated. And in the case of the 40 horses that I mentioned, not only did she evaluate, but she also we ultimately ended up bringing them on site to rehabilitate them for King County at that time as well.
Well, then I'm curious about what happens to them after that.
Well, if it's a rescue, if a rescue has sent a horse to us, they will ultimately end up going back to the rescue once they've been rehabilitated.
Oh,
if
I
it's
see.
An agency, the agency has ownership of those horses, and so it is up to the agency to determine where those horses go once they've been rehabilitated.
Gotcha. Well, it just doesn't seem to me, having been a horse person in my life, I no longer have a horse. Frankly, I couldn't afford to have a horse these days. But I think a lot of people have found that out, and I certainly have been watching a lot of issues with the horse situation, with, of course, the slaughterhouses and them being closed down, and then there not being easy ways for people to dump horses. Then we have a whole lot more neglected and abandoned ones.
Right.
And it just doesn't seem like there's been a lot of great answers for horses.
Well, that's a fascinating statement. And I can't agree with you more. The horse overpopulation problem in this nation is tremendous.
And so the
good news is that there are organizations out there, including ourselves, who are trying to change that, either through legislative reform Or in our case, we have a program called Gelding Clinic. And we currently, twice a year, hold gelding clinics where we geld up to 15 stallions.
And that's for people that don't know. That's like neutering a horse, folks.
That's correct. Yeah, thank you.
It's called gelding when it's a horse, but it's really
neutering
is.
A horse.
Removing exactly the testicles, right, as they say.
That's right.
Okay.
Now, a stallion who is not being gelded has the propensity to be a pretty aggressive horse.
Uh-huh.
And so as a result, there are multiple problems here. One is they cannot be housed with their herd because they can cause injury to themselves and to others.
Right.
And as a result of them being isolated, and horses are herd animals, they live a very compromised, lonely life. Once they are gelded, not only are they most likely able to join the herd and live a much healthier life, but they also are not going to be contributing to the overpopulation problem, where up to 140,000 horses are being slaughtered every year, are being transported to other nations and in horrible conditions, and then being slaughtered outside of this nation. So it's definitely, the Gelding Clinic is one of our programs that we are thrilled about, and I want to just take a second to talk about our most recent one that transpired in March.
Yeah.
Because to me it exemplifies what Northwest Equine Stewardship stands for.
Great.
It was community-based, it was purpose-based, and it took out the possibility of hundreds of unwanted equines being born in the future. So what it was over the course of 10 clock hours, we put in 370 volunteer hours with 7 veterinarians from 3 different regional vet clinics, 26 vet students from Washington State University, a vet assistant, and numerous other volunteers to run this program. And at the end of the day, 15 stallions were gelded. 26 vet students were educated, had hands-on surgical training education from 7 brilliant veterinarians in our area. And in the community, and this serves the purpose of, this is being offered to nonprofits and financially challenged families, so that this is a low cost event, so that it can be affordable as well by nonprofits that have limited funding, and sometimes by families that do as well. And as a result, equines then can live within a loving, safe home, and they then also don't get transferred into the overpopulation system as well, because they can't be afforded by the family. So
cool.
It's an entire network process that happens in one day. Currently, twice a year, we are actually looking to fund this up to 4 times a year. And it's an extraordinary afternoon. If anyone is ever interested in finding out more about this or witnessing it, certainly I'll provide contact information at the end. But funding is definitely going to be important for us to continue to expand on this. But it really, as I said, exemplifies our community networking, our resource networking, our working with higher education, and allowing for the prevention of ongoing overpopulation problems.
All right.
And with regards, one thing I do want to say with regards to the students, one thing within vet hospital or vet schools is that there's still terminal surgeries happening, where there are animals that are brought in and students do surgeries on them and ultimately at the end euthanize them. So this program allows for education and training to happen without there being the euthanasia at the end.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so obviously to do all this work, it takes money.
Correct.
So how is the Northwest Equine Stewardship Center funded?
So we're primarily funded by individual donors and grants. Those are largely our funding. That's where our income comes from.
All right, and then you just recently, you know, we talked up on current events, a recent fundraiser you had earlier this summer, I think just last weekend.
That's right, exactly.
And it was what kind of big music festival out there?
It was. Oh, my
and
gosh.
How did that go?
So much fun. It was fantastic.
I think I was working with, you know, I was working, because Saturday is usually a big working day for me, and working with people or the families and their animals to help them understand them and solve problems, right. You know, usually in dog suits. So I couldn't be there, but it was successful and generated some income for you guys?
It did. It generated income. It generated community awareness. It allowed us to make connections with some regional bands who are extraordinary and who are also prepared to participate next year in an even bigger and better event.
So it just
brought in a lot of awareness, and again, as you said, brought in additional funding as well.
Well, maybe next year I'll be able to attend. All right, so we should get to business here in terms of what does Northwest Equine Stewardship Center need from, like, our listeners? Do you need help? Do you need volunteers? Do you need money? I mean, what's on the need and want list?
Well, donations are always, always invaluable, especially now that we are starting to build out our gelding clinic, our equine-facilitated mental health learning program. Those things are really going to require a fair amount of funding in the next 12 months. So building out those programs, any sort of additional funding would be invaluable. The other thing, indeed, volunteers, because we are in this growth phase, we're going to be building out an advisory panel. We're going to be building out our fundraising team. So anyone who has some sort of experience or is just simply interested in learning more about the organization, as we're in this growth phase, volunteering and getting to know us a little bit better would also be fantastic.
Okay. And so how do folks contact you?
They can contact us anytime at info@nwesandsamc.org.
That's an email address.
That is an email address, correct.
info@nwesc.org.
Yeah. And if they'd like to find out more information about the organization or mm-hmm. the program, or if they'd like to go to a specific email, because we do have a volunteer email address on the website, I'll send you to our website as well.
Okay. And what is the website address?
It is www.nwesandsamc.org.
Okay, so the simple website, www.nwesc.org, and you can send an email to info@nwesc.org. Now, if someone wants to mail a donation, is there an official mailing address?
Yes, absolutely. The address is I'll send you the P.O. box number. Is that a problem?
Well, what you can do is what we'll do is when we're to complete this interview, we'll put you back on hold, and then can you give it to Kathy? Will that get
Absolutely.
You a minute to, and then I can announce
wonderful.
It, then I can give it out on the air. So
that
we'll put you on hold when we're done, and you can give the address to Kathy, and
Absolutely.
Then to me. Also, we should get a listing for NWESC on the Animal World website.
Perfect. And so, also, I did want to mention to you, on our website address, there is a donation button as well.
Okay.
So anyone would like to donate, go to the website that I just provided.
Right. I always like to get a mailing address so that, because we do have listeners that don't do computers.
Of course. Yes, of course. I will provide that to Kathy.
And then if you could, Kim, off the air, if you could email me basic information for a listing on the Animal World website that I can forward to my web master to put up, you know, the name, you know, address, phone number, contact stuff, and you know, brief statement about what you do. That would be good, so we can get it up and be listed on our website.
Perfect. That would be wonderful.
And I was trying to think. Phone? Do you give out a phone number? What if people want to volunteer or something? Is it best to just contact you via the website?
I'll give you the phone number, the work phone number, and they can contact that number anytime.
Okay. What would that number be?
It's 206.
206.
940. 8589.
Okay.
That's also a good number to call if anyone is interested in donating. We can provide information from that phone number as well.
So donating or volunteers?
Correct.
And call that number 206-940-8589.
Correct.
All right. That sounds good. Now, I think we're going to have to do another interview. You know, I can't tell you when the next Shelter Rescue Sanctuary show is going to be, because they've got some special programming intended for July and September. It may not be till October, but it could end up being before that. I just don't know yet. As I said before, I'd love to talk some Sea Shepherd stuff and that sort of thing. Would be fun to talk with you. But you mentioned this new program that y'all are starting.
Oh, the Equine Facilitated Mental Health Program.
Yeah, because that is like just a big glob of words, and I don't really know what that means. I think, you know, we don't have a lot of time to go into it now, but I think we could use some explanation of it. You know, I mean, I know how equines can be helpful. There are a lot of, you know, kid and horse programs, you know, and helping disabled kids and so forth. And I know there's some great work going on up in Canada with horses, you know, getting involved with healing of humans, healing work with humans. But I don't really know what this program is all about.
Well, it's very similar in that horses require, in order for you to be present with them, they require that you be present and honest. And as a result, this healing therapy program allows for an equine human interaction, which is presented in such a way that it promotes growth, learning, and healing. It's vital for veterans, people dealing with PTSD, at-risk youth, as you mentioned. It's really dynamic and as you've suggested, has been very successful.
All right. Well, I'm going to put that on my list. So
excellent.
I'm going to put you on my list and I will invite you back to the next show so we can talk more about this stuff.
Perfect. And Martha, I do have the P.O. Box number if you'd like to provide that as well.
Sure. Yeah. What's the address?
P.O. Box? P.O. Box 1324.
1324.
Monroe, Washington.
That's got to be a 98272.
You got it, exactly.
All right, so P.O. Box 1324, Monroe, Washington, 98272. Well, Kim Skrow, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, and I will look forward to your next visit.
Absolutely, Martha. Thank you so much for taking the time to introduce us and talking with you.
You're very welcome. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors, and then we will do current events. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, New York Times bestselling author of The Perfect Storm and War, Sebastian Younger tackles today's challenges in America brought about by our loss of community with his new book, Tribe, on homecoming and belonging. We'll also hear from National Geographic writer and author of The World's Wackiest Roadside Attractions. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific on Alternative Talk 1150 and find more than 400 podcasts at conversationslive.net.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're winding down our second hour of our 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard about Darcy Pariso, our very gifted Animal World animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master. And just so you know, next week is Talk with Your Animal Sunday, and Darcy Pariso will be in the studio with us. Open phone lines throughout the show, so Darcy can help you connect with your animal friends or, you know, human or animal loved ones on the other side. So it's very popular, so be sure you tune in for the whole show and call in early. But that's what's going on next week. And Kathy has posted some good news for me. Apparently, Emily from Paws Wildlife Rehab had met up with Carlene, and she has gotten the owl, and the owl is now on its way to Paws Wildlife Center in Linwood, and with probable leg and wing injuries. So Emily must have been able to determine that once she got to Carlene and could take a look at the owl. So, well, let's think some really good thoughts and prayers and healing to the owl that is now with Emily on its way to Paws. And we'll hope for some more updates on the owl. Yeah, hopefully I'll have something for you next week. Anyway, so that's good news. And now, before we run out of time in this hour, how about we do current events? Speaking of entertainment, well, the first thing I'm going to say is just keep in mind it's summer and the weather is sometimes really hot these days. So even if it's in the, you know, mid 60s up to 70, your animals can overheat in the car. So be very cautious about taking your animals with, and especially over this holiday weekend, because it looks like the weather is going to improve tomorrow. But you're much better off leaving your animals home 4th of July. If there's more time sometime in the show today or here, I'll talk to you more about what to do to keep your animals safe during the 4th. But if you missed it, I did a whole segment on that in the first hour just before 9:30 this morning. So the archive show will be up at MarthaNorwalk.com by later today, so you can always listen to that first hour of the show if you missed it. I want you to mark your calendars to join me for my classes. I teach the keys to understanding your animal friends and resolving problems with them and having a better and more balanced relationship. I will be teaching part one and part two at East West Bookshop in Seattle in September. The first class is Communicating with Animals, focusing on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. That will be on Wednesday, September 14th from 6:30 to 9. Part 2, The Human-to-Animal Transference, learn how your physical, mental, and emotional energy affects your animals and how to deal with it. Also learn more tools to clear the channels so you will be able to communicate better with your animal friends. That class will be on Wednesday, September 21st. Same time, 6:30 to 9 p.m. Classes are reasonably priced, and you can call East West Bookshop for reservations, 206-523-3726. 206-523-3726. Our gifted animal communicator, medium and Reiki master, Darcy Pariso, is every other month on the first Saturday of the month from 10 to 4. She's at the Intraspace Intuitive Fair location. That's behind Tully's on Airport Way. And the next one will be September 3rd. And let's see, Darcy will be at East West Bookshop. Why Animal Communication is the name of the class. She'll be doing on Wednesday, July 20th. From 7 to 8:30 p.m. And then at the Conscious Wellness Expo in Kent, Saturday, July 23rd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Some new programs going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett, the Salmon in the Forest. They're going to do this three times. Each event includes the 45-minute film Salmon Forest, and a naturalist-led interpretive tour of the Elevated Nature Walk, which is about a half mile. The presentation is geared for 7th graders to adults. It will happen on Wednesday, July 13th at 10 a.m., Wednesday, July 20th at 1 p.m., and Wednesday, July 27th at 3 p.m. It's $7 if you're a member of Stream Keepers, $10 if you're not. The space is limited in each event, so call for a reservation at 425-316-8592. And then also at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett, The Way of the Trout will be Thursday, July 14th at 7 p.m. Includes the film and be one of the first. Now, Kathy and I saw them when we did our tour of the Elevated Nature Walk. Remember, Kathy? They had the glass windows. There were going to be viewing windows into the... Well, those are going to be open for this. And so you can be one of the first to view the trout, the crawfish, the sculpin, and the freshwater mussels in the trout stream exhibit. So that'll be really cool. Let's see. Then we talked about Kirkland Uncorked. That's July 15th through the 17th at Marina Park in Kirkland. And the 4th annual Happy Tales Wine Walk, September 17th. We will be talking next up, first up in the next hour, the 10th annual Poochapalooza at Asbury Field in Marysville next Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. It's the biggest dog event in Snohomish County. I call it the Snohomish County dog event of the season. And we're going to find all about that first up in the next hour. Mark your calendar for Paws Walk is back. The 25th walk at Marymore Park in Redmond will be August 27th. Registration is open at www.pawswalk.net. And mark your calendars for the 7th annual Sexless Soiree benefiting Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. That's on Saturday, September 24th. And I think that covers all the important stuff. And I told you next week is Talk With Your Animal Sunday. Darcy Pariso is in the house, and we'll be taking your phone calls throughout the show. All righty. I think that brings us to the end of hour number two. We've actually on schedule and done everything we're supposed to do. How about that, Mike? That doesn't happen very often. And we're actually closing the hour on time. So we are going to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three, and we're going to start celebrating already. Poochapalooza is next Saturday, so stay tuned to hear all about it. And then we're going to go to the kids, do some human-animal education. Great school for kids. We'll talk about that in the last half hour of the next hour. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.